Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Hello, it is Sister Faye, and it's Monday, January the 17th, 2022, and today we celebrate the great activist, Martin Luther King Jr. And after all, it is his day. Amen. Amen. I'm praying for those that are sick and shut in, and I'm praying for my family as well, because I have two members in my family that have COVID. I tested negative, and my husband, he tested positive, and my granddaughter tested positive. So we're all isolated right now, and with God's help, you know, God said it's going to be fine. I trust them, and I know it's going to be fine. Amen? Amen. So I'm telling you, whether you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, what have you, your reasons would not, please, rethink the course. Either or, whether you get boosters or not, you're going to get COVID with it or without it. And without it, it tends to be worse. Amen. Amen. So be safe. Continue to wear your mask. Sanitize. 6 feet distancing. And, you know, sanitize your hands. Wash your hands. Amen. Amen. My topic, love for the least of these. Coming from Matthew 11:11, I'm reading from the New Language Translation. I tell you the truth, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Yet even the least person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. Amen. Amen. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the perfect time to examine this special verse from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus told his followers that John the Baptist, a true prophet, was the greatest of all the prophets who ever lived. But when Jesus went on to say that, in spite of his earthly greatness, John was far less than the least person in heaven. What did he mean? When we get to heaven, we see people of every race, creed, and color. We won't look at them as greater or lesser in any way. We'll be one blood-bought tribe, singing the praises of our Savior forever. And while John was great on earth, he'll be just one of the gang in heaven. We won't view him or others like him as any greater than the women who beg for food on side of the road. Perhaps Jesus wanted his disciples to catch a glimpse of this truth. It's time to stop judging people by earthly standards. We're all one in him, forgiven children of God. That is my word for today. You know, chew on that word for a while and let it digest. Go about Martin Luther King Jr. Stop judging people. Just stop it. Stop doing what you do, or backbiting, or being put yourself high on the throne because you know this people, you know that person, you know them, or even in social media because you're basing everything because you know everybody. But you think people that have been on social media a long time, they don't have friends. I'm saying this because experience is the best teacher. I don't care how many friends you have met on social media. I don't care how many people they say that they're your friends or whatnot. You better be careful. And you better yourself. Because when something serious happens, will they be there for you? Ask yourself that. Will them so-called social media friends feel bad for you? Ask yourself them questions. Amen? Amen. That is my word for today. God bless you. I'll be back on Wednesday with another word. Amen? Amen. For God, he loves you. Because he died for you, he can make things right for the wrong you have done. So let the Holy, Holy Spirit be your guide for today, God is love. Amen. See you Wednesday. Another word. Hallelujah.